Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai, Prashanthi Nilayam, bringing you live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. The proceedings in the Mandir ended just now, and the meditative atmosphere created by the Vedic chants and the bhajans still linger in my mind. It's now time for us to get back to the live programs scheduled for you for this evening. And this is Ganesh inviting you all for this week's Vedam Tutor. In the last few classes, we had with us Sri G. R. Praveena explaining to us the important aspects that we have to keep in mind while learning the Veda mantras and also the common mistakes that people make while chanting. So, dear listeners, we shall keep all those points in mind and go ahead learning a few more mantras. Today, we will be starting the Sri Rudram. We shall begin with Omkaram and Ganapati Prarthana.
Gananam Tva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Arashrunvan Notibhissedasadhanam Prano Devi Sarasvati Vajevir Vajinivate Dhinava Vitriyavato Ganeshaya Namaha Sarasvatyai Namaha Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya
Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya
Om Namaste Rudra Manyava
Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Om Namaste Rudra Manyava
Uto Ta Ishave Namaha
Uto Ta Ishave Namaha Uto Ta Ishave Namaha
Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Uto Ta Ishave Namaha
Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Uto Ta Ishave Namaha Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Uto Ta Ishave Namaha
Namaste Astu Dhanvane
Namaste Astu Dhanvane Namaste Astu Dhanvane
Bahubhyamutate Namaha
Bahubhyamutate Namaha Bahubhyamutate Namaha
Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhyamutate Namaha
Namaste Astu Dhanvale Bahubhyamutate Namaha Namaste Astu Dhanvale Bahubhyamutate Namaha Namaste Astu Dhanvale Bahubhyamutate Namaha
Namaste Astu
Namaste Astu Dhanvane
Namaste Astu Dhanvane
Namaste Astu Dhanvane Namaste Astu Dhanvane
Bahubhyamutate Namaha
Bahubhyamutate Namaha Bahubhyamutate Namaha
Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhyamutate Namaha
Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhyamutate Namaha Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhyamutate Namaha
Yata Isho Shivatama
Yata Isho Shivatama యాత ఇషు శివతమా
శివం బభూవ తే ధను
శివం బభూవ తే ధను శివం బభూవ తే ధను
యాత ఇషు శివతమా శివం బభూవ తే ధను
యాత ఇషు శివతమా శివం బభూవ తే ధను
శివం బభూవ తే ధను
శివం బభూవ తే ధను
శివం బభూవ తే ధను
శివం బభూవ తే ధను శివం బభూవ తే ధను
యాత ఇషు శివతమా శివం బభూవ తే ధను
యాత ఇషు శివతమా శివం బభూవ తే ధను యాత ఇషు శివతమా శివం బభూవ తే ధను
శివాశరవ్యాయ
శివాశరవ్యాయ శివాశరవ్యాయ తవతయానో
రుద్రమృడయా శివాశరవ్యాయ తవతయానో రుద్రమృడయా
శివాశరవ్యాయ తవతయానో రుద్రమృడయా శివాశరవ్యాయా
తవతయానో రుద్రమృడయా
యాతే రుద్ర శివా యాతే రుద్ర శివా
తనూర ఘోర పాపకాశిని
తనూర ఘోర పాపకాశిని తనూర ఘోర పాపకాశిని
యాతే రుద్ర శివా తనూర ఘోర పాపకాశిని
యాతే రుద్ర శివా తనూర ఘోర పాపకాశిని యాతే రుద్ర శివా తనూర ఘోర పాపకాశిని
ఓం నమో భగవతే రుద్రాయ
ఓం నమో భగవతే రుద్రాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే రుద్రాయ
ఓం నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవ ఉతోత ఇషవే నమః
ఓం నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవ ఉతోత ఇషవే నమః
ఉతోత
ఉతోత ఉతోత
ఇషవే నమః
ఇషవే నమః ఇషవే నమః
ఓం నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవ ఉతోత ఇషవే నమః
ఓం నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవ ఉతోత ఇషవే నమః ఓం నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవ ఉతోత ఇషవే నమః
నమస్తే అస్తు ధన్వనే బాహుభ్యాముతతే నమః
నమస్తే అస్తు ధన్వనే బాహుభ్యాముతతే నమః నమస్తే అస్తు ధన్వనే బాహుభ్యాముతతే నమః
ఇట్ ఇస్ నమస్తే అస్తు
నమస్తే అస్తు నమస్తే అస్తు
నమస్తే అస్తు ధన్వనే
నమస్తే అస్తు ధన్వనే నమస్తే అస్తు ధన్వనే
బాహుభ్యాముతతే నమః
బాహుభ్యాముతతే నమః బాహుభ్యాముతతే నమః
నమస్తే అస్తు ధన్వనే बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः
नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः
यात इषु शिवतमा शिवम् बभूव ते धनुः
यात इषु शिवतमा शिवम् बभूव ते धनुः यात इषु शिवतमा शिवम् बभूव ते धनुः
शिवा शरव्या यातवतयानो रुद्रमृडया
शिवा शरव्या यातवतयानो रुद्रमृडया शिवा शरव्यायातवतयानो रुद्रमृडया
याते रुद्र शिवा तनुरघोरा पापकाशिनी
याते रुद्र शिवा तनुरघोरा पापकाशिनी याते रुद्र शिवा तनुरघोरा पापकाशिनी
तयानस्तनुवा
शन्तमया गिरिशन्ताभिचाकशीः
तयानस्तनुवा
शन्तमया
गिरिशन्ताभिचाकशीः
तयानस्तनुवाशन्तमयागिरिशन्ताभिचाकशीः
यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते
बिभर्ष्यस्तवे
यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे
यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे
इट् इस् तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे
तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे
यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते
यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते
द फस्ट् इस् डौन् यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते
यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते
इट् इस् शम् विच् इस् नाट् डौन् इट् इस् त विच् इस् डौन् यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते
यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते
बिभर्ष्यस्तवे
बिभर्ष्यस्तवे बिभर्ष्यस्तवे
यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे
यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे
शिवाम् गिरित्रताम्
शिवाम् गिरित्रताम् शिवाम् गिरित्रताम्
कुरुमाहि गुंसीः
कुरुमाहि गुंसीः कुरुमाहि गुंसीः
पुरुषम् जगत्
पुरुषम् जगत् पुरुषम् जगत्
Shive Navacha Sattva.
Shive Navacha Sattva. Shive Navacha Sattva.
Girishachavadamasi.
Girishachavadamasi. Girishachavadamasi.
Shive Navacha Sattva Girishachavadamasi.
Shive Navacha Sattva Girishachavadamasi. Shive Navacha Sattva Girishachavadamasi.
Tayanastanu Vashantamaya Girishan Tabichakashi.
Tayanastanu Vashantamaya Girishan Tabichakashi. Tayanastanu Vashantamaya Girishan Tabichakashi.
Yamishan Girishan Tahaste Bibharshastave.
Yamishan Girishan Tahaste Bibharshastave. Yamishan Girishan Tahaste Bibharshastave.
Shivam Giritratam Kurumahi Gumsi Purushan Jagate.
Shivam Giritratam Kurumahi Gumsi Purushan Jagate. Shivam Giritratam Kurumahi Gumsi Purushan Jagat.
Shive Navacha Sattva Girishachavadamasi.
Shive Navacha Sattva Girishachavadamasi. Shive Navacha Sattva Girishachavadamasi.
Yathana Sarvavid Jagat.
Yathana Sarvamid Jagat. Yathana sarvamid jagad.
Yakshmagum sumana asat.
Yakshmagum sumana asat. Yakshmagum sumana asat.
Yathana sarvamid jagad. Yakshmagum sumana asat.
Yathana sarvamid jagad. Yakshmagum sumana asat. Yathanas sarvamid jagad yakshmagum sumana asat.
Adhyavo chadadhi vakta.
Adhyavo chadadhi vakta. Adhyavo chadadhi vakta.
Prathamo devyo bhishak.
Prathamo devyo bhishak. Prathamo daivyo bhishak.
Adhyavo chadadhi vakta prathamo devyo bhishak.
Adhyavo chadadhi vakta prathamo daivyo bhishak. Adhyavo chadadhi vakta prathamo daivyo bhishak.
Ahigascha sarva anjambhayan.
Ahigascha sarvan jambhayan.
Ahigascha sarvan.
Ahigascha sarvan. Ahigascha sarvan.
Jambhayan sarvaschayato.
Jambhayan sarvaschayato. Jambhayan sarva aschayatu.
Ahigascha sarvan.
Ahigascha sarvan. Ahigascha sarvan.
Jambhayan sarva aschayatu.
Jambhayan sarva aschayatu.
It is Jambhayan sarva aschayatu.
Jambhayan sarva aschayatu. Jambhayan sarva aschayatu.
Jambhayan sarva aschayatu.
jambhayan sarvaashchayatu
jambhayan sarva
jambhayan sarva jambhayan sarvaashchayatu
dhanyaashchayatu
dhanyaha
Chayatu dhanyaha ahegoscha sarvaan jambhayan sarvaas chayatu dhanyaha
ahegoscha sarvaan jambhayan sarvaas chayatu dhanyaha ahegoscha sarvaan jambhayan sarvaashchayatu dhanyaha
asau yastamro
asau yastamro asau yastamro
aruna uta
aruna uta aruna uta
asau yastamro aruna uta
asau yastamro aruna uta asau yastamro aruna uta
babrusu mangalaha
babrusu mangalaha babrusu mangalaha
asau yastamro aruna uta babrusu mangalaha
asau yastamro aruna uta babrusu mangalaha asau yastamro aruna uta babrusu mangalaha
it is not mangalaha it is mangalaha
mangalaha mangalaha
asau yastamro aruna uta babrusu mangalaha
asau yastamro aruna uta babrusu mangalaha asau yastamro aruna uta babrusu mangalaha
शिवे नवचसा त्वागिरिशा छावदामसि
शिवे नवचसा त्वागिरिशा छावदामसि शिवे नवचसा त्वागिरिशा छावदामसि
यथा नः सर्वविज्जगद यक्ष्मगुं सुमना असत्
यथा नः सर्वमिज्जगद यक्ष्मगुं सुमना असत् यथा नः सर्वमिज्जगद यक्ष्मगुं सुमना असत्
अध्यवोचदधि वक्ता प्रथमो देव्योऽभिषक्
अध्यवोचदधि वक्ता प्रथमो देव्योऽभिषक् अद्यवोचदधि वक्ता प्रथमो दैव्योऽभिषक्
अहेगुश्च सर्वान् जम्भयन् सर्वाश्चयातु धान्यः
अहेगुश्च सर्वान् जम्भयन् सर्वाश्चयातु धान्यः अहेगुश्च सर्वान् जम्भयन् सर्वाश्चयातु धान्यः
असौ यस्ताम्रो अरुण उत बभ्रुस्सु मङ्गलः
असौ यस्ताम्रो अरुण उत बभ्रुस्सु मङ्गलः असौ यस्ताम्रो अरुण उत बभ्रुस्सु मङ्गलः
फ्रम् बिगिनिङ्ग् वील् डू The entire thing once together.
Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhya Mutate Namaha Yata Ishu Shivatama Shivam Bhavuvate Dhanuhu शिवाशरव्यायातवतयानो रुद्रमृडया याते रुद्र शिवा तनोरघोरा पापकाशिनी
ತಯಾನಸ್ತನು ವಾಶಂತಮಯಾ ಗಿರಿಶಂತಾ ವಿಚಾಕಶೀ ಯಾಮಿ ಶುಂಗಿರಿಶಂತ ಹಸ್ತೇ ಬಿಭರ್ಷಸ್ತವೇ ಶಿವಾಂಗಿರಿತ್ರತಾಂ ಕುರುಮಾಹಿ ಗುಂಸೀಃ ಪುರುಷಂ ಜಗತ್ ಶಿವೇನ ವಚಸಾ ತ್ವಾ ಗಿರಿಶಾಚ್ಛಾ ವದಾಮಸಿ ಯಥಾ ನಃ ಸರ್ವಮಿಜ್ಜಗದ ಯಕ್ಷ್ಮಗುಂ ಸುಮನಾ ಅಸತ್ ಅಧ್ಯವೋಚದಧಿ ವಕ್ತಾ ಪ್ರಥಮೋ ದೇವ್ಯೋಭಿಷಕ್ ಅಹೀಗುಶ್ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಂಭಯನ್ ಸರ್ವಾಶ್ಚ ಯಾತು ಧಾನ್ಯಃ ಅಸೌ ಯಸ್ತಾಂಡ್ರೋ ಅರುಣ ಉತ ಬಭ್ರುಃ ಸುಮಂಗಲಃ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ.
ನೌ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಓವರ್ ದ ಮೈಕ್ ಟು ಬ್ರದರ್ ಬಿಶು to take over with the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Ganesh and dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilayam. You are listening to the live stream from the studios of Radio Sai, and greetings to each one of you on this new year. Happy New Year 2013. Prashantinilayam in the last 2-3 days was full of students of Baba's University and devotees from all over the world who had gathered to spend their first day of their year in the divine presence. Many believe that if the year begins on an auspicious note, it would carry this sentiment to the rest of the year. So they were in Prashantinilayam to bask in Baba's love, and they spent their time in prayer, in bhajans, and in listening to Baba's messages. Can there be a better new year than this? Yes, chanting his name, glorifying his attributes and singing his glory is perhaps the most fulfilling endeavor of every spiritual aspirant, and the easiest and the best and the most loved, especially by Sai devotees, is bhajan singing. The melody and the sweetness of Sai bhajans. And we at Radio Sai, dear listeners, are passionate about facilitating this endeavor of every devotee. So let's get on now with bhajan tutor after Vedam tutor. But before we start with this program, as always, let us do first things first. Let us first offer our loving and most prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our Lord and surrender
our every thought and deed, every intention and action at His lotus feet. Dear Lord, please bless us so that not only do we learn to discriminate between what is right and what is wrong, not only do we practice the right and not get tempted by the wrong, but practice the right consistently, persistently, and with absolute purity. With this prayer, dear listeners, let's move on and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, our program on Radio Sai to help you make bhajan singing a nobler and enriching experience. And today, we will be learning a bhajan dedicated to Lord Ganesha, the adorable elephant-faced Lord. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Ambika tanaya gajanana.
So this is the bhajan and it has six lines in all. As always, before we get on to learning how to sing this bhajan, let us first get familiar with its lyrics. Later we will move on to the raga, the rhythm of the bhajan and also the meaning of every word of this composition. In the last part of this program, we will hear a short conversation with Mr. Niranjan Kanadia, a former student of Sri Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music, who has had the opportunity to play tabla in front of Bhagwan not only during regular bhajans for several years but also for many concerts along with distinguished musicians in the presence of Bhagwan. So that is coming up towards the end of the program. For now, let's move on with first familiarizing ourselves with the lyrics of this Ganesha bhajan, which are in the language Sanskrit.
Ambika Tanaya Gajanana Gajavadana Gananatha Gajanana Pahi Ganesha Vinayaka Tribhuvana Palaka Mangala Dayaka Vidya Buddhi Siddhi Pradayaka Pahi Ganesha Vinayaka.
So that was the lyrics and now it's time to sing. Please do listen keenly to Brother Ravi Kumar as he sings every line slowly without any musical accompaniments. Brother Anirudh follows him after each line and as you listen to them, do try and sing along.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp Madhyam. Ambika Tanaya Gajanana.
Ambika Tanaya Gajanana.
Ambika Tanaya Gajanana.
Ambika Tanaya Gajanana.
Gajavadana Gananath Gajanana.
Gajavadana Gananath Gajanana.
Gajavadana Gananath Gajanana.
Gajavadana Gananath Gajanana.
Pahi Ganesha Vinayaka.
Pahi Ganesha Vinayaka.
Pahi Ganesha Vinayaka.
Pahi Ganesha Vinayaka.
Ambika Tanaya Gajanana.
Ambika Tanaya Gajanana.
Tribhuvana Palaka Mangaladayaka.
Tribhuvana Palaka Mangaladayaka.
త్రిభువన పాలక మంగళదాయక
త్రిభువన పాలక మంగళదాయక
విద్యా బుద్ధి సిద్ధి ప్రదాయక
విద్యా బుద్ధి సిద్ధి ప్రదాయక
విద్యా బుద్ధి సిద్ధి ప్రదాయక
విద్యా బుద్ధి సిద్ధి ప్రదాయక
పాహి గణేశ వినాయక
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 అంబిక తనయ గజాననా.
So that was the tune, and now dear listeners, let us learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan. And for this, I have Brother Anirudh with me now in the studios of Radio Sai. Welcome, Anirudh, to this program.
Thank you, Vishu Brother.
So tell us, in which raga is this bhajan based?
Well, this bhajan, Ambika Tanaya Gajanana, is a mixture of two ragas, I guess, which is Shankarabharanam and Harikamboji.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just explain to you the notations of this raga.
Sure.
Shankarabharanam, it's a very common raga where all are Shuddhaswaras. Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa.
In Hindustani, this is Bilawal, right?
And Harikamboji, it is... all the notations are same as Shankarabharanam, except the Nishada.
Okay, except the Ni.
Yeah, Ni. Here, in Harikamboji, the Ni is Ni 2.
The Ni Komal.
Yeah. Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa.
Okay, so this bhajan has the flavor of both these ragas.
Yeah, in this bhajan, both knees come in different places.
Okay. Yeah, please go ahead explaining the notes of the bhajan.
Yeah, surely I'll do that.
Ambika Tanaya Gajanana.
If I sing this line as swaras, it would be like this.
Ma 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 pa ma re sa sa dha pa da pa ma gajavadana gananath gajanana ni 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 sa ni dha pa da ma ma pa pa dha da.
Here, if you look at the ni, it is ni 2.
Ni ni.
It belongs to Harikamboji.
Okay.
I'll show you where ni 1 comes in this
version. Shuddha ni.
Yes, Shuddha ni. It is in the high line.
Vidya buddhi siddhi pradayaka dhani re 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 gari sa ni ni sa sa
Here if you observe,
Pradayaka Garisanini,
there Ni one comes. So in that way it is a mixture of both these ragas.
So it would be very difficult to say similar bhajans in this raga because this is a mix of so many bhajans. And but I guess we have so many bhajans in Shankarabarnam as well as in Hari Kambojee.
Many bhajans are there in this mixture because there is only difference in one note. Ni.
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh.
Thank you. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Coming now to the tala, it is based on the 8-bit Kerva tal in Hindustani music, and in Carnatic music it is Aditalam. And now that we have learned the tune, the raga and the tala of the bhajan, let's move on to understanding the feeling with which we must sing this bhajan, and for that matter every bhajan. And talking about feeling or bhava, on the occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi in 1971, Baba said, bhajan must be a felt experience. Do not sing with one eye on what the effect the song makes on the listeners and the other eye on what effect it makes on the Lord. Let your heart pine and pant for the Lord. Then the raga and tala will automatically be pleasant and correct. Sincerity in your singing will blot out all errors in raga and tala. So that is how important bhava or feeling is when we render a bhajan. And that is the reason why in every episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, we spend a good amount of time trying to assimilate the latent inner meaning of every word of the bhajans we sing. So let's do that for this bhajan too, and we begin with the first line.
Ambika Tanaya Gajanana.
Ambika Tanaya Gajanana.
Here the first word is Ambika, which is another name for Mother Parvati, the divine consort of Lord Shiva. In the ancient Indian tradition, Lord Ganesha is worshipped as the son of Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati. The second word is Tanaya, meaning son. There is an interesting legend in Hindu mythology about how Lord Ganesha was born as Mother Parvati's son, wherein the divine mother just breathed life into a lump of mud, and this son manifested according to her will. That is the story of the birth of Lord Ganesha. And the third word in this line is Gajanana. Here Gaja indicates elephant while Anana denotes face. Hence Gajanana means the one who has an elephant face. And the elephant face of Lord Ganesha has several inner significances. One is, the elephant's foot is so large that when it moves, it can stamp out the footprints of any other animal. The symbolic meaning is that all obstacles in the way will be removed when Ganesha is accorded the place of honor. The journey of life is made smoother and happier by the grace of Ganesha. This is what Baba said on one occasion. Swami has also said that elephantine head denotes intelligence and qualities of leadership. The elephant in the jungle symbolizes might and magnitude as it creates its own path and also shows others the way. It is not only very intelligent, but is also known for its loyalty and gratitude. Baba always says that intelligence without gratitude is of no use. And this is another lesson we need to learn from the elephant face of Lord Ganesha. Thus in this line, Ambika Tanaya Gajanana, we hail the beloved son of Mother Parvati, the one with an elephant face. We pray to him to clear all the obstacles in our path, whether they are material or spiritual. We pray to him to bless us not only with intelligence, but also with gratitude for all the blessings we receive from him. Let's move on to the second line of the bhajan.
Gajavadana Gananath Gajanana.
Gajavadana Gananath Gajanana.
Here, the first word is Gajavadana, which can be split as Gaja and Vadana. We are already familiar with Gaja. The word Vadana means face. The third word in this line is Gajanana, which we have already seen. Thus, both Gajavadana and Gajanana are synonymous and mean the one with the face of an elephant. Let us understand the inner significance of Lord Ganesha's elephant head a little more. Baba often gave the example of his own pet elephant Sai Gita to illustrate the intelligence of elephants. Baba says, though many cars were following Swami's car, Sai Gita could unmistakably identify Swami's car from an uncanny recognition of the sound of the car. That is why there is the term Gaja Telivi, which means elephant intelligence. One having a sharp brain is described as one having the intelligence of an elephant. The second word in this line is Gananatha, which comes from Gana, referring to the celestial beings who make up the army of Lord Ganesha, and Natha meaning Lord or Master. There is another meaning too for Gana. Baba says, Gyanendriyas and Karmendriyas, that is, the five organs of perception and five organs of action, and the mind, the intellect, together constitute the Ganas. So the Ganas are basically our sense organs and the mind. And Lord Ganesha is the one who rules over all these sense organs. He is the master of our senses. That is why he is called Gananatha. Hence in this line, Gajavadana, Gananatha, Gajanana, we extol the Lord who has an elephant face. He is the one who has supreme authority over our sense organs, our mind and intellect. Let us beseech him to bless us with sharp intelligence and to help us remain calm and unaffected in all situations. We move on to the third line of the bhajan.
Pahi Ganesha Vinayaka.
Pahi Ganesha Vinayaka.
Pahi, the first word, means protect. Ganesha can be split as Gana and Isha, and we are already familiar with Gana. Isha means Lord or Master. The third word is Vinayaka, coming from V meaning no and Nayaka meaning master. Lord Ganesha bears this name because, as Baba says, he is one without a master above him. Baba says that one who has still the mind does not have a master. Hence in this line, Pahi Ganesha Vinayaka, we seek protection from the Lord who is truly the supreme ruler, the ultimate one with no one above him. We move on to the fourth line.
Tribhuvana Palaka Mangaladayaka.
Tribhuvana Palaka Mangaladayaka.
Tribhuvana, the first word, can be split as Tri meaning three and Bhuvana meaning world. So Tribhuvana refers to the three worlds. Many consider the three worlds to be the world of the devas or gods, the world of humans and the netherworld of the demons. However, Baba has explained that the three worlds are not three physical worlds, one upon each other. They actually interpenetrate each other. The three worlds represent symbolically the three bodies of man, the gross body, the mental body and the causal body. They refer actually to three dimensions of existence. And the second word, Palaka, means the one who sustains or protects. So Tribhuvana Palaka is the one who permeates and protects us everywhere in all dimensions. Let me share here a very revealing incident. This is the experience of Gopal Indareshwar, a scion of the ruling dynasty of Jamnagar and Sirohi, located in the West Indian state of Gujarat. He is a former student of Baba's college. Coming from a warrior clan, one day when he was sitting in Mandir, he was busy, engaged passionately in one of his favorite sports, boxing. He was mentally boxing the life out of an individual. And he was doing this because this person, by name Kishore, had done a lot of damage to their family. Kishore had siphoned off the family's wealth and created disharmony in the clan. And when Gopal was deeply engrossed in this boxing, Swami suddenly opened the interview room door and called. Gopal, a bit startled with this sudden unexpected call from Baba, he went to the interview room and then he was shocked when Baba asked him, "Why are you committing murder?" Gopal was zapped. He protested, "Swami, I was just sitting there." Baba said, "Do you realize that you have killed Kishore three times?" Then Gopal said, "But Swami, that was just mental boxing. I can never ever do such a thing in person." Then Baba continued, "You see, Gopal, God's ways are different from man's ways. By man's laws, you need to kill a person to get into trouble. But in God's books of law, you have done the act by merely thinking of it. And you thought thrice. You killed him 3 times and the karmic repercussion of it will come back to you not 3-fold but 7-fold. Are you ready for this? Do you realize that this is what you have done in less than 30 minutes of sitting in mandir? And Gopal thought to himself, Kishore has got the money and is going scot-free and here I am the one who has to face the karmic burden of killing him 3 times. He immediately fell at the feet of Bhagwan and pleaded with him to protect him. And Baba did. He told him how to circumvent this crime with the power of love. And Baba rescued him. So the Lord is Tribhuvana Palaka. He is our savior at every level. The next phrase is Mangala Dayaka. The third word, Mangala, meaning auspicious, that which purifies both internally as well as externally. The fourth word is Dayaka, meaning the one who bestows. Therefore, in this line, Tribhuvana Palaka, Mangala Dayaka, we hail Lord Ganesha as the protector of all the 3 worlds and as the one who confers supreme auspiciousness and prosperity on all beings. Let us now move on to the penultimate line of the bhajan.
Vidya Buddhi Siddhi Pradayaka.
Vidya Buddhi Siddhi Pradayaka.
The first word is Vidya. People generally equate Vidya with knowledge. But during Ganesh Chaturthi discourse of 1997, Swami explained what Vidya truly means. He said, Vidya is awareness of the power that animates every cell in one's being. It is through this awareness that man learns all about the meaning of events in one's life from birth to death. Vidya, in this sense, is a way of life. Everything you do is part of Vidya. It is total awareness of life. It comprehends everything in its totality. It is for this kind of total knowledge that you should pray to Vinayaka. The entire life of a man should be regarded as one continuous process of learning. So that is the meaning of Vidya, according to Bhagwan. And the word Buddhi means intellect. Siddhi means spiritual realization or fulfillment which comes with purity. And Pradayaka, the last word, means the one who confers. So Vidya, Buddhi, Siddhi, Pradayaka means the one who confers true knowledge, intellect and discrimination, leading us to spiritual fulfillment. Talking of Vidya, true knowledge, Baba has established his schools and colleges and the university which offer not only secular education but education steeped in spiritual values, values to lead a higher and nobler life. And Buddhi is intellect and Baba is Buddhi Pradayaka, the source of all intelligence. There is this beautiful incident that happened in 2004. One day Swami sent word to the Vice Chancellor that one boy by name Ranganath Raju should speak in the mandir that evening. Now this boy was not a speaker. In fact, he was terrified of speaking. So what he did was, he went to the idol of Lord Ganesha in the college and piteously prayed to the Lord to rescue him from this predicament. When he went to mandir that evening, Baba saw him as he alighted from his car but never said anything. The next moment he was asked to talk, and with trepidation, when he went to Swami to offer him rose before taking to the podium, Baba asked him, "You don't trust me? Why do you think you are speaking? You think you are the speaker? You go and stand. I will speak." Needless to say, it was eloquent oratory at its best that day, and that was only the beginning. After that, Baba asked him to speak on a number of occasions, and every time he came out with flying colors. So Baba is Buddhi Pradayaka, the bestower of talent, of intelligence. And he is Siddhi Pradayaka too, the one who grants a spiritual fulfillment, which again only he can give. But we have to make the effort to purify ourselves to receive that blessing. In fact, there is another very revealing incident again from the life of Mr. Gopal Indreshwar. Many years ago, one evening during the initial years of the university when the gymnasium was just set up, Baba, to the surprise of the boys, walked into this building when boys were busy doing gymnastics, bodybuilding and so on, and Swami started speaking to the boys about toning up muscles, and when he started doing this, a smile escaped one boy's lips who was a real bodybuilder. The thought that came to his mind was, what does Swami know of biceps, triceps, six packs and all that? Because Swami looked so frail and delicate. But his smile did not escape the Lord's eye. And Swami suddenly looked at him and said, Satya, that was his name, Satya, how strong are you? Strength does not come from muscles, Swami said. And then Baba invited him for a bout of arm wrestling. At first, Satya was not applying his strength because he thought that he should not be hurting Swami. But then, after a few moments, the other boy saw that Satya was struggling. Every nerve in his body was tightening. His face was twisted and distorted with exertion. But Baba had a benign smile. And then now Satya helplessly looked up to his classmates. So the others joined him now to rescue him. It was now three boys versus Swami. And then in one moment, bang, everyone came down. And then the thought that went in everyone's mind is, Swami is God. Obviously, no one can defeat him. In fact, this is what one of the boys said, Swami, you are divine. You can put down the whole world. But Swami said, no, I have come to put up the whole world, not to put anyone down. And then Baba continued, but this is my sheer physical strength. It was not my divine strength. And this strength comes from purity. From the day I have come down to earth, I have not done a single wrong deed. This is the power of my purity. This is my pure physical strength is only because of my purity. So dear listeners, that is what purity can confer on us. And what a demonstration of this by the Lord Himself. He is the one who is the personification of purity and the bestower of the strength to pursue this purity. He is Siddhi Pradayaka. So that is the meaning of every word of this line, Vidya Buddhi Siddhi Pradayaka. Let's move on to the last line.
Pahi Ganesha Vinayaka.
Pahi Ganesha Vinayaka.
This is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan, and here we call out to Lord Ganesha, the one without a master above him, to protect us at all times. Dear listeners, with this we are now done with understanding the meaning of all the lines of this bhajan. And now, let's sing this bhajan once more, and as we do this, let's ruminate on its sublime meaning. So here is the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan.
Ambika Tanaya Gajanana. Ambika Tanaya Gajanana. Gajavadana Gananath Gajanana. Pahi Ganesha Vinayaka.
Thank you.
And now for the short conversation with Mr. Niranjan Kanadia. Niranjan joined the Sri Satyasai Mirpuri College of Music in 2001 and later he did his MBA also in Bhagwan's University. Currently he works in Mumbai for Aditya Birla Finance Limited. So over now to his reminiscences with Bhagwan. Welcome Brother Niranjan to the studios of Radio Sai.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. You were fortunate to be the first batch of students who joined the Sri Satyasai Mirpuri College of Music in 2001. And I'm sure Swami would have guided you, given you a lot of instructions, because those were the initial days of the college and you were the first batch who joined this new setup, which was meant only for music. So I really want to know, what were Swami's instructions? How were those days of being in the music college?
Sairam, it was something like my love for Swami, to be with him, that got me to Swami's fold. And when I came to Puttaparthi, my only intention was to be with Swami, and I was fortunate of being or maybe rather I can say that I had my some initial training what I had undertaken in Mumbai, where I had learned tabla and little bit about music, which could get me into Swami's fold. And that I think as a kind of a grace, or I can say it as a blessing of Swami, which got me to Puttaparthi. Just let me just go back to those days when I joined Puttaparthi as a student of first batch of music college, Mirpuri College, what was being started. I can say that it was a period of lot of joy and bliss, where we could enjoy Swami's proximity, Swami's attention, Swami's love, Swami's blessing. And I used to read a lot about Swami giving attention to, you know, students, and I had also read in a books that when Swami started the MBA course, where students of a first batch got a lot of opportunities of, you know, getting Swami's attention, Swami's love. So I can narrate the same thing of being a student of a first batch. What we got from Swami was something really like that. So that was the, you know, my prayer to Swami. And Swami really made it real for us, where Swami gave us a lot of time. I mean, Swami being a God, I mean, we never expected ki we will get so much from Swami. It was a very, very, you know, different experience altogether to being a part of a first batch. Let me just start with sharing some kind of experiences what we had during that time. It was the initial years where the setup was very new. Even the administrators were not knowing that how would it be, because the music was something which was very, very different. It is totally different than the normal academics. It is something like very, very, the style of teaching, the curriculum, academics,
examinations, everything is different.
Everything is different. But everybody was confused. Even when we joined in the initial years, we were thinking that what would we do? I mean, from where to start? So it was very much thanks to our principal sir and registrar sir and vice chancellor sir, who had been very, very kind and who had been very, very accommodative. Basically the students were very new. And in the first batch, there were students of different ages. There's a lot of difference, like the students who are passed out from 8th standard. There are students who are become passed out. Like my case, I finished my BCom and then came to Puttaparthi.
So some were school students, some were graduates, some were high school.
Yes.
You had all people of all ages.
All ages. So it was difficult also for a warden, sir. You know, we all were being accommodated in a senior hostel. And then warden, sir, himself used to think that I am managing big boys and I have to manage small boys also.
No, because they were somewhere very small.
Somewhere very small. And, childish.
Yes.
So, but thing is, I hats off to warden, sir, also, that initial years he supported us a lot. Coming to Swami was absolutely kind of a parents for us. Day in and day out, he used to speak to us in the mandir, and just to share that every alternate day he used to come to music college.
Every alternate day?
Every alternate day he used to come to music college, and there were days where we are not there in the college, but Swami is there for us.
Oh my God.
So let me just share one experience. It was early in the morning. Our time to go to the college was around 8 a.m. in the morning. And it was around 7:30 a.m. Where nobody is there in the college. Swami finished darshan early in the morning. And he had come to music college. Where you see that museum building.
Yes.
Where the instruments, yes. Everything is being...
The architecture is...
Is like instruments and a
yes.
guitar and all that.
Yes.
Swami's car came. Boys were not knowing that Swami is coming to music college. Because those days, whenever Swami has come, he has come without informing us. Every time he used to give us surprises. So that was one of the surprises where the God himself is waiting for us. And the boys are getting ready for college in the hostel. So I remember Prishti brother and Nitin brother, both of them those days used to come with Swami, and they themselves opened the gate. I believe there was nobody over there, and they are seeing that the entrance door of museum is closed. Then one of the brothers came running to hostel and informed warden that Swami is waiting for music boys, call them. So immediately, one by one, all the boys ran towards that particular building. And Swami sitting in car, he's looking at each and every one of us going inside that particular building. And he's sitting in the car. He's so much patient. After all the boys came in, then he opened the door and he came inside. And he came inside smiling, very, very... I can say that lovingly he asked us, breakfast kiya?
Oh my God.
Sab log ne kiya?
Did he have breakfast?
He asked, kya khaya? And some of the boys narrated, we had idli, and then Swami asked, how many idlis? Like a motherly feeling, he asked such questions. So, I mean, this is one of the experience I had where when boys are not there, the Swami is eagerly waiting for us.
And that was his deep interest in the music college and the boys.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me just go over to, the what way he framed our academics. During the initial days, he used to call registrar and principal, sir, inside interview room. And I was witness to one of the interviews where the principal of music college and myself, we two of us were there inside the interview room. And it was a question-answer session between the principal sir and Swami, where principal sir is not clear of what way the academics has to be framed. And certain way, Swami is also not sure what is happening, even though he knows what is happening around with us. There were certain questions he used to ask, you know, where I could feel that he's so much interested in boys, and is so much, his love towards music is so much. He was asking certain very, very minute questions like, are the boys accommodated well? How is the warden? Is he taking care of boys? Are the boys getting good food? Then went on to college. College level, he was asking question like, how are the teachers? How are they teaching? What are they teaching? What kind of lessons they are learning? So you could easily know Swami is giving so much interest to boys, you know. I mean, every minor things he is asking. And then one of the things, I mean, I would also mention that during the interactions with boys, Swami could probably felt that boys' English is not good. Then Swami added, ki, apart from music, the boys should also learn English. They should learn English as a language. Swami said speaking English is very important. There was one boy, probably he had made a mistake in writing a letter. There were certain spelling mistakes and all. So Swami told that boys are making mistakes in writing. Boys are not able to speak well. You add English also into their subjects. So after Swami said, they added English also as a subject for music boys.
Oh, that's interesting. So he was slowly, the curriculum was being shaped by Bhagwan.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that was Niranjan Kanadia, a member of Prashanti Bhajan Group from 2001. He is currently working in Aditya Birla Finance Limited in Mumbai. With this, dear listeners, we come to the end of the current episode of the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed it. Dear listeners, do take a moment to write to us and share your feedback and valuable comments and suggestions. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. listener@radiosai.org. The sound engineers for this project are Sunil and Yatartha, and we are grateful to Radio Sai volunteers Aarti and Lakshmi for their support in the production of this program. With that, dear listeners, we are coming to the end of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. My colleague Abhishek is waiting to take over. The time in the studios now is 7:34. And now you will be listening to our 1 hour Hindi special. And I will be back after 60 minutes for our series Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. And today we are going to discuss the second part of the phantasmagoric fragrance forever, Baba's Kasturi. The life of this dear devotee of the Lord is as fascinating as a devotee's life can get. It is a story that every devotee should read, should listen, should learn from. So we will listen to this beautiful story, some snippets of his life in the second part of this program. And Professor Kasturi, I am Bishu, and I will be back again in 1 hour from now. Till then, sign down from Prashanthi Nilayam as Abhishek takes over.